I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The violence in Syria is escalating. Over the past couple of days, the Syrian army has reportedly launched heavy attacks in several cities. That includes Homs and Hama, hotbeds of the opposition, where activists say dozens of people have been killed in the past 48 hours. This spike in the violence comes at a time when international pressure is mounting on Syria's President Bashar al-Assad to resign. The BBC's Lena Sinjab is in Damascus, Syria. What is the reason for the spread of the violence to various cities now?
Well, it's hard to tell, but many people here believe that ahead of any resolution that could be passed by the Security Council, they want to have a heavy crackdown across the country. Maybe they will manage to end this protest, anti-Assad protest that have been ongoing for the last 10 or 11 months. But also some others believe it might be the reason before more Arab observers arrive into the country and spread into the several cities and towns. They want to finish the operation that they have planned against the protesters, but it's hard to tell why exactly all of this happening at the same time in several cities and towns in the country.
Well, you mentioned the Arab observers and also the United Nations. The United Nations is going to be taking up a bid, the Security Council will be, to condemn Damascus before the UN. The violence, though, as we're hearing, is claiming a lot of lives, including the lives of almost 400 children, especially boys. Are children being targeted for either death or detention, since so many have been detained as well?
Well, the whole story of the Syria uprising started with the detention of 14 teenagers who wrote anti-government graffitis on the wall of their schools. So that was the reason that started the whole uprising in Syria and spread all over the country. No wonder that the children here are not protected by the Syrian regime. And there are claims of even more than 400 children who have been killed. In fact, the local coordination committees, they've issued a statement today saying that since the Arab observers arrived into the country, more than 1,300 people were killed, including 70 children, that's in one single month. And only yesterday, more than 10 children were killed. In fact, there was a massacre against a whole family in Homs, where the whole family were killed, including five of their children, with horrific pictures that posted on YouTube by activists.
When these assaults happen, is there any repercussion? Is there any apprehension of those who are responsible?
Well, there is no response at all from the government, especially in the last couple of days. There hasn't been any statement about what's happening in several cities and towns. All what you hear from the government since day one of the uprising is that the country has been targeted by foreign conspirators, that there are armed gangs in the country, and it's claiming that any attack or any assault is conducted by these terrorist groups or armed groups, while in fact what we see from activists that they post on YouTube videos is that military vehicles moving into cities and towns. These claims are completely denied by the government all the time, but on the ground, people see and film and document the contrary of this story.
That was the BBC's Lena Sinjab in Damascus.